That is a bit of the sound of what's happening tonight at August Wilson Center in what is your final opportunity, at least for now, to hear this great tribute to Abby Lincoln. Herman Pearl is here along with Ben Barson, Ben leading the way of the saxophone. Ben and Herman are both here to talk a bit about what's happening at the August Wilson Center. Abby Lincoln's an amazing woman of jazz who you don't hear nearly as much about. We all talk about Ella. We talk about Carmen. We talk about not that many, actually. There's three or four that you hear about all the time. Abby Lincoln is not one. And Herman, tell me a little bit about how this came about.
Well, yeah, we do think she should be. I always say, you know, she should be mentioned in the same sentence as Nina Simone and Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan. I mean, she's really that wonderful. Stacy and I, my wife and creative partner, have been fans of her music for years. And when we first met, we realized that we both loved her music. And so we've been talking about, you know, over the last 5 years, you know, when you have a lot of projects that are kind of constantly in flux, you sort of set a timeline to think of maybe when you'll be able to get to something. And so we sort of figured that this part of the season would be a good time to get to a project with Abby Lincoln, and we had to just sort of think about how we would want to do it. So, you know, for her side of things, we knew that she was going to create choreography to the songs, and then for my side, it was thinking about how to create and form an ensemble that would be, you know, that would do something interesting with her, with the music that she and Max Roach created.
And you've got really an all-star lineup of musicians, including one who is not there, right? I think that's one of the coolest things you've done as part of this. Percussion is Max Roach, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's sort of snippets of sound that have been rearranged, nothing illegal. I've sort of taken the essence of some of his drum techniques and sort of changed the approach in programming. But just to sort of shout out our team, the first person that we spoke to about doing this was Anquinique Wingfield, who's been a friend of ours for a few years. She's a phenomenal singer. Her original background is in opera, and she's also a great soul and jazz singer. So once we got the conversation with her started and got an interest from her, we knew that we wanted to form some type of a group. And I had actually seen Federico Garcia's ensemble performing somewhere, the Alia Musica, and it kind of gave me the idea of thinking of something more of like a chamber ensemble. So the idea was originally, you know, strings, woodwinds, and brass, but we sort of opted to sort of weight it on the low end of things. So it's cello, which is Elisa Kahansky, bass, which is Paul Thompson, Ben Barson plays baritone sax, and Ben Opie plays alto, soprano, and tenor sax.
Wow, that's quite a lineup. Now, you opened Thursday night, and then I know you had a show last night.
Yep.
And I suspect you're bringing the house down.
Tonight is the final night, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those shows, I'll bet, have been really well received.
And, yeah. It was really just a rush and just a relief to, you know, to get through it. I mean, there's so many moving parts. There's so many pieces to make it happen.
Well, and it's I admire you for tackling the project, right? You didn't have to do this, right? And Ben's kind of nodding his head. I mean, what a great way to honor her and to do so, right?
Yeah. Do you want to say something, Ben?
Well, I share Larry's sentiment. First of all, this work has been extremely well received. I can brag about it because I'm less in the producer's role and more as a side saxophone man. But there was just a great review that came out in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I don't think people have seen this level of choreography and dance that Stacey Pearl's orchestrated with her amazing dance group, with this re-envisioning of the kind of jazz tradition. I mean, it's not a straight-ahead ensemble. Like Herman said, there's chamber elements. There's also like a very interesting way that the kind of electronic drum kind of concept is utilized. There's songs that have a definite house influence, but then that's grounded by, you know, Max Roach's Transience, as Herman was saying. So it's really, I mean, this work, I think, excels on every single level that it tackles. And the fact that it revolves around Abby's work, who obviously, as we've been saying, is been fairly marginalized as far as, you know, singers in the jazz canon go, and unfairly so, and was also such an important political figure as well. You know, I think it's an honor to be a part of the project.
There's also a soundtrack, if you will, that's available that you can actually purchase. And we'll let you know the link for that in a minute. I'd like to play a song from it. And Herman, I'm going to turn to you for a suggestion, especially one that maybe features Anguinique's voice so we can be sure we hear her.
Sure.
We were talking about playing When Melindy Sings.
That's the one I would have picked. That's yes. Funny. I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to pick it. I figured since you're here, I'd let you. But I listened to most of the album earlier this week, and that's the one I would have picked. Let's take a listen.
Seems holier than evening when them solemn chimes.
Wow. That is when Melindy sings. And I know what a great recording that was, Herman.
Yeah.
Herman's the engineer behind it. You heard Ben and Ben on saxophone. Paul's bass really stood out. You mentioned there's some other folks
sure.
that you wanted to make sure we mentioned.
So we have two visual designers that are involved in the project. Taryn A. Mosley did the costume design. And an artist named Atticus Adams also did costume design and scenic design. And our lighting designer is Scott Nelson.
So I'm curious, when did you get the idea to do this?
I think we started thinking about it 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's what – I mean, this isn't the kind of thing that – it takes a lot of time to bring something like this together. Right?
Yeah, the build process is about – you know, once you get it set in motion, you start to find about – where the money's going to come from. It takes about 9 months to a year to build a show like this. And I just want to say my wife Stacy is amazing. She's an incredible choreographer, and she's a great visionary in just coordinating a massive effort like this.
Stacy Pearl, everybody knows Stacy Pearl.
We love her. We do.
And you can, I think if you go to toughsoundrecording.bandcamp, is that?
No. So the link is, so Tough Sound Recording is my studio, and Tough Sound Encoding.
Oh, Encoding.
Get it?
.bandcamp.
Yeah, .bandcamp. So Tough Sound Encoding, and you'll see a picture, actually, of one of our dancers, Rain Jones, who's wonderful, on the cover, and you can download it there.
It's a great, it really is a great recording, and it's reasonable. I can't give pricing, but it's reasonable, although you can pay all you want.
You can pay thousands if you want.
The price choice is yours. Now, it's tonight at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
At the August Wilson Center, which is beautiful. It's not hard to park to go there. If you've never been to the August Wilson Center.
It's a gorgeous center.
Yeah,
gorgeous,
it really theater. Is. And I've spent some time there. I hope you'll consider going there to check this out tonight. Good seats are available.
Yeah, you can just walk up.
Yeah, it's easy to go to. Again, it's called Abby in Red.
In the Red. Abby in the Red.
Abby in the Red. I keep wanting to say Abby in the Road when I say that.
She's not in the Road.
Not in the Road, but it's Abbey Road is coming.
Oh,
Abby
yeah.
in the Red.
Get it?
Herman's been busy. Any anything else we should mention?
No, I mean, this is the final night. We want to keep going with this thing. It's a complicated project, so it's not like you can just do it at a regular club.
Well, support it. If you can't make it tonight, check out the link for the recording.